ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नाश्रवयेष्वदेशो निक्तं भगवद् सेवया भक्तियुक्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नास्तिकीम्। एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् द श्रीमद् भागवतं 10th कैन्टो 14th चाप्टर् टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 21 को वेति भूमान् भगवान् परात्मान् युगेश्वरोति भवतः त्रिलोक्यम् क्वावां कथं वा कति वा कदेति विस्तारयन् क्रियरसि योगमायां। को वेति भूमान् भगवान् परात्मान् योगेश्वरतिर्भवतस्त्रिलोक्यम् क्व वा कथं वा कति वा कदेति विस्तारयन् क्रीरसि योगमायाम्। को वेति भूमान् भगवान् परात्मान् योगेश्वरोत्तिर्भवतस्त्रिलोक्यम्। क्व वा कथं वा कति वा कदेति विस्तारयन् क्रीरसि योगमायाम्। को वेति भूमान् भगवान् परात्मान् योगेश्वरोत्तिर्भवतस्त्रिलोक्यम्। क्व वा कथं वा कति वा कदेति विस्तारयन् क्रीरसि योगमायाम्। ट्रान्स्लेशन् वर्ड् फोर् वर्ड् का हु वेति नोस् Bhuman, O Supreme Great One, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paraatman, O Supreme Soul, Yoga Ishwar, O Master of Mystic Power, Buddhi, the pastimes, Bhavata, of your Lordship, Trilokyam, in the three worlds, Kva, where, Va, or, Katam, how, Va, or, Kati, how many, Va, or, Kada, when, Iti, thus, vistarayan, expanding, k kriyararshi. You play yoga mayam. You spiritual energy. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Translation. Also, the devotees read the repeated translation of the speaker. We got a note here. O Supreme Great One. O Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Super Soul. Master of all mystic power. Your pastimes are taking place continuously in these three worlds. But who can estimate where, how and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing these innumerable pastimes? No one can understand the mystery of how your spiritual energy acts. Purport. Brahma previously stated that Lord Krishna incarnates among the demigods, human beings, animals, fish and so on. This does not mean, however, that the Lord is degraded by his incarnations. As Brahma clarifies here, no conditioned soul can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's activities, which he enacts through his spiritual potency. Although the Lord is Bhuman, the supremely great one, he is still Bhagavan, the supremely beautiful personality, exhibiting pastimes of love in his own abode. At the same time, he is Paramatma, the all-pervading super soul, who witnesses and sanctions all the activities of conditioned souls. The Lord's multiple identities explained by the term Yogeshwar. The absolute truth is the master of all mystic potencies, and although he is one and supreme, he manifests his greatness and opulence in many different ways. Such elevated spiritual matters can hardly be understood by foolish persons. Primitively identify themselves with the insignificant material body. Disconditioned souls, such as atheistic scientists, consider their own puffed-up intelligence supreme, gullibly placing their firm faith in material illusion. They are captured by the modes of nature and driven far away from knowledge of God. Bandeham Si Guru Si Yutapada Kamalan Si Gurun Vaishnavamscha Si Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sahadvaitam Sahavadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Si Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. So here Lord Brahma is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma is the most qualified, materially speaking, living entity in this universe. Therefore, he has been given the responsibility of taking care of the creation of this material world. being inspired by the Supreme Lord Himself. Also, Lord Brahma is giving transcendental knowledge to some fortunate personalities. Lord Brahma Himself He got transcendental knowledge from the Supreme Lord Himself. From the eternal consort of Krishna, Divya Saraswati. He got the Gopal Mantra, which helps the conditioned souls to gradually advance in spiritual life. It is mentioned by the Acharyas in the scriptures. There are three stages of realizing the transcendental subject matter. The first is known as Sambandha Gyan. Gaining knowledge about the Supreme Lord and His transcendental abode. And also understanding one's position as eternal servant of Krishna, of the Lord, as spirit soul, having a transcendental form also, eternal form, full of bliss and knowledge, a personal form, being completely apart from the gross body and subtle body. And also the knowledge is given that we have the relationship with Krishna and we have to try to realize that relationship. And then the second is Abhideya Gyan. When one is based on the instructions or the knowledge received from the Lord or His representative, the spiritual master, one is practically engaging in spiritual activities. And by practically engaging in spiritual activities, then we can realize the subject matter. As it is explained in the second canto, ninth chapter, the nutshell verses are there, the four important verses which are spoken by Krishna to Lord Brahma. And it is explained by the Acharyas, these three subject matters are explained. Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan. And then by performing devotional service, then one will realize one's Swarup practically, and then transcendental love will manifest. And that is actually the necessity, that is the desired goal, prayojan, to be achieved. So these four verses, they are explaining these three subject matters. And before that, Krishna told Lord Brahma, Bhagavan uvacha jnanam param guhyam me yad vijnanam samanvitam sa rahasyam tadangascha Grinati Bhuvanatre. That, my dear Lord Brahma, I'm giving you this confidential knowledge. And included in that knowledge, the realization is there. But then he's explaining also, along with this knowledge, I'm giving you also the angas, the different limbs of devotional service. And so, which is actually very rahasyam, so this transcendental knowledge is secret. It is confidential. Of course, different levels of spiritual understanding are there. Especially in regards to Krishna's pastimes in Braj, these are most confidential pastimes and most difficult to understand. So we have to receive the knowledge from the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. So we may understand this this transcendental knowledge. Sarahasyam tadangascha grayam. What is it, grayam? The last line? Grayam katita mayam. You grayam, you please, you accept what I have spoken. And then by so engaging, so as we know, Sula Brahma, he was performing tapasya, and then by receiving the Gopal mantra, which is in three parts, explaining about Madan Mohan or Krishna, Govinda Dev and Gopijana Vallabha, Gopinath. So the three stages are there in the Vedanta Sutra also. The essence of the Vedas, Veda means also knowledge, which is no different from Krishna ultimately. Krishna is the embodiment of transcendental knowledge, is the embodiment of course, all good qualities of transcendental bliss. He's the source of everything. Janmadi yasya. Everything is emanating from Krishna. Ete chamsakalapam sam Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam. Many personalities of Godhead are there. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, he's the origin of all of them. Sula Brahma was very fortunate to be given, first of all, the Gopal mantra and then also the Gayatri mantra. And there's a slight difference between the Gopal mantra and Gayatri. So, but both of them, they are giving actually this, or they're helping the devotee who is chanting these mantras to gradually realize this transcendental subject matter. First Sambandha Gyan, then Abhideya Gyan, and then Prayojan Gyan. So, Lord Brahma, he gave these beautiful prayers which we recite regularly, or some devotees are reciting every day. Even sometimes in some temples they were chanting the Brahma Samhita after Mangalarti, because here we have so many announcements to be made, and then we chant mostly also Shikshashtakam. So, and then we have different services to perform, so we may not have time. But sometimes you may recite these beautiful prayers by Lord Brahma. And we gain so much transcendental knowledge by chanting these prayers. And that is clearly explaining Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Nadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Krishna is Parameshwar, the Supreme Controller. As also in this verse, he's explaining that Kaveti, Bhuman, Bhagavan, Paraatman, Yogeshwara, the master of mystic power. And so he's the supreme controller, is the master of all mystic power. And so many, of course, transcendental qualities are there of Krishna. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chama divam evam yo veti tattvataha. Veti tattvataha. As here the verse is there, in the verse veti, to know. So Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that one who understands in truth perfectly well about Krishna's janma and karma, dibya, which are transcendental. So Krishna's appearance is transcendental, and Krishna's activities, the pastimes, they're all transcendental. They are divine. So we have to understand them in truth. We have to understand the conclusion of the scriptures, which is understood by the mercy of the Lord, the combined mercy of Krishna himself and the spiritual master. Krishna is there in our heart and is trying to guide us. But in the conditioned state, it is not easy to understand or to take Krishna's guidance. Not only Krishna personally, but Paramatma is there, the super soul residing in everyone's heart, directing the living entities. So the super soul is trying to guide the conditioned soul, so he may come to spiritual life, so he may engage in devotional activities. But the conditioned soul has difficulty in understanding the super soul. Therefore we have to go to the spiritual master. Tadvidi paripatana pariprasna seva yopadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tattva darshanaha. Tattva darshanaha, he has seen the truth. He has seen Krishna. He has realized Krishna's wonderful qualities and pastimes. So in a humble way one has to approach him. And one has to serve also. Seva bhav, seva vritti has to be there. Inclination to serve, not just simply go and touch the feet of the spiritual master or ask for blessings. That is there, but one has to be also wanting to serve. And then one has to inquire about the absolute truth. And then the spiritual master will give knowledge. And then we have to take it to heart, and one has to follow the instructions, and then one will get the blessings of the spiritual master and the Lord, and one can advance in spiritual life. So we have to try to practically realize the absolute truth and our spiritual existence. Atma sakshatkar. Direct experience of the self, not just simply theoretical knowledge, that will not suffice, that is not enough, but we have to practically realize. So for this one has to engage in devotional activities. As explained in the Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam, starting with hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, from the devotees, who are experienced. And then we repeat what we have heard, and by doing that then we can remember also. Simply hearing, that is the beginning, and that is very much required and helpful. But then if we repeat what we have heard, that will make more impression in the mind, in the consciousness, in the heart, and it will stay longer. And then when we are firmly situated on the transcendental platform, or even somewhat situated transcendentally, then we can properly worship the Lord, Padasevanam. Then we can engage in deity worship. And then we can offer prayers, Vandanam. And that is a very important aspect also, offering prayers to the Lord. And always dasyam, in the mood that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That is known as following the process of sadhana bhakti, following the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master, which are mentioned in the scriptures, with the understanding that I am the servant of Krishna. So we should perform our service with this understanding. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. We should chant. With sambandha gyan, with that sambandha gyan, we should serve the Lord with this sambandha gyan. So it is not so easy, we have to constantly practice every day to be transcendentally situated, to be free from the modes of material nature. So it is a constant endeavor which is required to be properly situated. And then ultimately when we are properly situated, in our sampradaya especially, so we have the good fortune to have an intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord. Sakyam, that Krishna is our best friend. And then only we can fully surrender, Atmani Vedanam. In the beginning stage, the surrender is conditional. When one is under the most material nature, one cannot fully surrender, not possible. We are simply trying to think about Krishna, trying to engage the senses in Krishna Seva. But unless we are transcendentally situated, we cannot fully surrender. But we try our best. So here, Lord Brahma is offering these beautiful prayers, recognizing Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in regards to the Absolute Truth, there are two vichar, two considerations. One is Tattva Vichar, and the other one is Lila Vichar. And Tattva Vichar is the consideration that Krishna is the Absolute Truth, and He resides in the spiritual world, and that the many expansions are there. And we are eternal servants of Krishna, we are not His body, and so we have to serve the Supreme Lord. And then, so that is the platform of sadhana bhakti, which we have to follow. Even those who are highly advanced, just to set the example for the others, and they will perform sadhana bhakti. Yad yad acharati sheshtas tat tat evitara. What is it? Getting all the forgetting. Yad yad acharati sheshtas tat tat evitarasa. Third line. Lokastatanavatate, yes. So whatever the great man does, then the common man will follow. So he's setting the example, acharan, sadachar, proper behavior is there. So we have to properly perform the principles given by the spiritual master. The regulative principles have to be followed always. So even the advanced devotees are following as much as possible to set the example for others. But then, also they are eternally absorbed in their relationship with Krishna. And those who are performing sadhana bhakti and who are more advanced, then they will follow the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj, as we are discussing here, and as Krishna and Prabhupada is explained in regards to Maria Yashoda, and is explaining and one of the purports in the Bhagavatam here, that if one wants to attain the position just like Maria Yashoda in parental affection, then he has to carefully see how Maria Yashoda is serving Krishna and which mood, what is her consciousness. So that is known as Raganuga Bhakti, following the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj, who are known as Ragatmik Jan. So they have this transcendental love for Krishna, which is spontaneous love for Krishna. So much so that because that is Krishna's desire also, that they don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They think Krishna is my son, Krishna is my friend. And that is the highest form of love which is found in Braj. And Krishna is appreciating that the most. Many persons, even Lord Brahma is offering these prayers, and Krishna is listening and is appreciating. All right, very nice, good. Even so many other persons are there. The demigods are offering prayers to Krishna, and Krishna is listening. But when the Brijabasis are chastising Krishna, even there are two devotees in Braj, Jatila and Kutila, the so-called mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Srimati Radharani, are chastising Krishna many times, and even the gopis, "You rascal, debauchee, lampat." And Krishna is appreciating their words of chastisement, and he's saying, "Okay, nice," because they have love for Krishna. So much love is there, and Krishna, so he's accepting whatever we are doing for him. And it's not so much, as we heard also the other day, some quote, that it is not so important. It is, of course, whatever we do in regards to Krishna is important, but it's not only what we are doing, but how we are doing, what is our consciousness. Krishna is not simply accepting what we are offering, if we are offering some fruits, but why we are offering, in which mood we are offering. Somebody is offering something to the deities, okay, I'm Krishna here, I'm giving you 100 rupees, please give me back 1,000 rupees. That is their motive. Okay, at least they're approaching Krishna, that is fine. But if one is simply offering for Krishna's pleasure and not expecting anything in return, that is more appreciated. So, but as devotees, as sadhakas, practicing devotees, we have to also offer prayers. It is mentioned in the scriptures, in the nectar of devotion, when we are in front of the Lord, we have to offer prayers. Of course, in the beginning also we were taught we have to recite the mantra for the spiritual master when you offer obeisances, which is there also, because without the spiritual master of mercy we cannot approach Krishna. But then ultimately still, because Krishna is there and he wants to reciprocate with us. So he's waiting for us that we see him. So we see the spiritual master Prabhupada there on altar, Gonita's altar, even Krishna Balarama altar. But then Krishna is there and he's looking at us. And so we can look at him. And then it is natural actually that we should say something to Krishna. And so in the stage as a sadhaka, then we offer these prayers. As here we can use the prayers of the Bhagavatam here. Bhagavan, Paramatma, Yogeshwar. So glorifying Krishna, oh, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're the Yogeshwar, greatest of all yogis, your mystic powers, you're the greatest controller, Maheshwar. So Krishna is accepting, and so. But then there are some prayers which are more acceptable by Krishna, and he's more pleased. Of course, the Brahma Samhita prayers are very beautiful. And there, in the beginning of the Brahma Samhita, so first is establishing the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And everything is coming from him. And that we have to understand. And even in the Bhagavatam, there are many verses which are important. The first verse, the second, the third. And even these three verses are explaining about Sambandha, Bideyam, Prayojan, Gyan. And then the four nutshell verses, Ameva Sameva Gre Nanyat Yat Satta Satparam. I'm the source of everything. Before me there was only, before the material world was created, I was only here. And now I'm here, and when the material world is finished, I'm still here. So these are four important verses. But then there's one verse which is known as Paribhasha Sutra. And that we have to remember from the beginning to the end, that verse. Ete chamsa kalapam sam Krishnas tu Bhagavan Swayam. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all incarnations are simply emanations of Krishna. And Krishna is coming here to this world also to help the devotees, like Lord Indra. So because many personalities of Godhead are described, and so we hear all of these pastimes and we respect Vishnu, we respect Ramachandra Bhagavan. But our love, full love goes to Krishna. Of course, one who has love for Krishna has love for Narayana also. He has love for everyone. Even for the jiva and the ant body. For all the living entities. But his focus is to give full pleasure to Krishna. So in the Brahma Samhita, Then he's explaining about the spiritual realm. Beautiful explanation is there. And then he's offering again prayers also to Lord Brahma. And to the Lord Brahma is offering prayers to ultimately Krishna. Chintamani prakara sanma sukalpa vriksha lakshavritesha surabira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasa sata sambram sevamanam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. So I worship that bhajami aham. I am worshipping Govinda, who is the Adipurush. And then one very beautiful prayer is there from the Brahma Samhita. ಪ್ರೇಮಂಜನ ಚುದಿದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲೋಚನೇನ ಸಂತಾಸರೇವ ಹಿರಿಯೇಶು ವಿಲೋಕಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರಮ ಚಿಂತು ಗುಣ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಸಂತಾಸದೇವ ಹೃದಯೇಶು ವಿಲೋಕಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀನ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್, ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಲೋರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಸದನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ರಿಯಲ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. So in purified consciousness, and then we can, of course, the devotees, the sadhaka who is worshipping the Lord, so he is appreciating the pastimes, and he is knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And that we always have to remember, and we should not just simply then think, all right, and sometimes there's a danger there. The devotees think, oh, now I have to engage in spontaneous devotional service, just hear about Krishna's pastimes, especially with the gopis. But now we have to also remember always, that is to safeguard ourselves also, not just to set the example for others, but to, unless and until one is self-realized, one has to be careful of one's own consciousness actually, that one will not deviate. So one will be properly situated. So therefore, that is there still, that we remember that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And we perform our devotional service. But then internally, there will be a change. And one will be able to appreciate. The more we advance, we can more appreciate Krishna's wonderful pastimes. And when one is fully absorbed, then one will forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord internally. By yoga maya also, then the advanced devotees, sometimes they internally absorbed, and then they can see Krishna's pastimes, and they can understand their position, their relationship with Krishna. But then by Krishna's arrangement again, they will come to the external level as a sadhaka, so that they can engage in devotional service. So that is there. So by the arrangement of the Lord, then it is very harmonious. But it is explained that we have to hear about the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, so that we are able to enter into that realm of spontaneous devotional service, following the eternal associate. So different levels of prema there, prem, sneha, man, Rag, man pranaya rag, anubhav, bhav, mahabhav. So the eternal associates of Krishna in Braj, they have the most exalted love for Krishna. And amongst all the associates of Krishna in Braj, the gopis are the foremost. That is explained also by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion to some extent, and then Ujjvan Nilamani has explained that the love of the gopis, that is most exalted. And Krishna is most appreciating the loving sentiments of the gopis, and Krishna is a most beautiful personality. When he's in the association of the gopis, he's most excited, most beautiful in the loving exchange with the gopis. But all of Krishna's pastimes in Braj, they're beautiful, they're relishable. But according to one's relationship with Krishna, one will be inclined towards one relationship. So those who are in Sakya Bhav, they will be attracted to Krishna's pastimes with his friends, the Gopas, Sudam, Sridam, Madhu Mangal, Kinkini. If one has parental affection towards Krishna, he will be attracted to hear about Madhya Yashoda. And Nanda Baba, the elderly gopis who have this loving exchange with Krishna. So these wonderful prayers are there, which we can recite, like Brahma Samhita. And even, for example, Prabhupada has explained that we can chant every day when we take darshan, these two prayers of the Brahma Samhita. But the pujari is on the altar, so they will chant every day the whole Brahma Samhita. And especially during the Abhishek, when we have Mahabhishek, then all the pujaris are reciting. While kirtan is going on, Maha Mantra Kirtan, which is the most important mantra, is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then the pujaris are chanting the Brahma Samhita. Now other verses are there also in the Vedic literatures, and especially given by the acharyas, the previous acharyas, glorifying Krishna in a more personal way, which will help us to come more closer to Krishna when we recite the prayers of the previous acharyas in our sampradaya. So of course Lord Brahma is Adi Guru, is the original spiritual master in our sampradaya. So we have the greater respect for him. He's a Mahajan, great personality, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we recite his prayers also. The Brahma Samhita especially. But these prayers, they may be recited also here. But Brahma Samhita is more even wonderful than these prayers here, because he's addressing Govinda directly there. I worship Govinda. But there the opulence is described also in Brahma Samhita to some extent. But then the sweetness is there also, of the Lila Vichar, the consideration of the pastimes of Krishna. And Lila Vichar, Krishna is the beloved of Mother Yashoda, beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the beloved of the gopis. And then one will forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So some prayers are there which are well known amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, amongst the Brijavasis, which we may chant. Of course Prabhupada has also given prayers by our acharyas, which we recite, like Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate. And then also some Bandhagyan, Abhidegyan, Prayojangyan mantras there. Because we have to see that we can gradually advance. So everyone knows these three prayers in regards to Madan Mohan, Govindadev and Gopinath. So everyone should know these prayers actually, and not only knowing but reciting every day. That will help us. And then some other prayers are there by the acharyas, which are very sweet, which describe Krishna's wonderful qualities, especially in Braj, especially in regards to his exchange, loving exchange with his associates. And the beautiful descriptions are there of Krishna's beauty. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale, kasturi tilakam lalata patale, vaksasthale kostubam, nasagre varamuktitam karatale venukankanam, sarvanga hari chandanam sarutam kante chamuktavali, gopastri pariveshtito gopal churamani, gopala vijayate gopala churamani. So that Krishna's beautiful form is there, and he has a kasturi tilak. So tilak, usually we use gopi chandan, or we can use chandan also for the deities. Usually we use chandan, and then he will take the mask of the deer, which is very rare, very difficult to get that. So if you want to get that, you have to pay a lot of money. For 1 or 2 grams, maybe 1 lakh, 100,000 rupees to get real one. But it's very difficult to get real one. And then that is mixed with the chandan, and it is applied here. And actually tilak, there's one kind of tilak which we are putting ourselves, and as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that is the standard tilak. But there are different kinds of tilaks are there. Like Ramanuja Sampradaya, they have a different tilak. Even here Nimbalkar Sampradaya, the followers of Shamananda Prabhu, they have a different kind of tilak. And even just like one dot, that is also tilak. When there is a ceremony performed, for example, marriage ceremony, then they receive the groom from the bride's family, the bride's parents, and then they have to worship the groom, bridegroom, because so he will be taking care of the daughter. And then they receive him with a ghee lamp, and then usually put tilak also, and they give some sweet. So tilak, just one dot, that is also tilak. And then the remnants of the yajna, so the ashes that is mixed with little ghee, and that is applied here also as a blessing. So Krishna many times is simply as a dot here, kasturi tilakam lalata patale, that is made with chandan and little bit the musk of the deer, and very fragrant. But even without the tilak, Krishna's body is very fragrant. That is explained in the scriptures, also very fragrant. But that is adding some fragrance when it is applied. Vakshasthala kaustubam. And on his chest he has the kaustubamani, a very valuable jewel. And it is explained actually the calf's imprint is there, very small. Because the calves are very dear to Krishna. Nasagrevara muktidam. And here in the front of the nose there's a pearl here, a white pearl. Is there. Sometimes you put on the deities also. And then also he's holding he's holding the flute in his hands. And he has bangles here. And he's anointed with chandan, especially in the summer when it's hot. Maria Shoda or the gopis are applying chandan on Krishna, or his friends also. And he has a beautiful flower garland, Vaijanti Mala, and a pearl necklace. And then he's surrounded by the gopis, his most dear and beloved ones. So we respect Gopala to Ramani, the crest jewel, the most wonderful of all the gopas. All glories to him. So chanting these prayers that will be helpful for us to develop our loving relationship with Krishna. So he's appreciating this. This prayer is more than any other prayers. So it is good to learn some of these prayers which have been given by the previous acharyas. And in this way we may advance more and more. But we appreciate the prayers of Lord Brahma. So sadhakas, we have to chant these prayers. But then if you want to enter the rag marg, then for example Rupa Goswami has given beautiful ashtakam in glorification of Srimati Radharani, Radhika Ashtakam, or of Krishna's glorification, also Mahaprabhu's glorification. So that will be very helpful if we chant these prayers to develop our personal relationship with Krishna in Braj Bhav. So, of course, it is explained that is what is revealed to Lord Brahma, that is a maidservant of Krishna. In Braj, so ultimately, he's also giving this transcendental knowledge. But even we have the greater respect for the six Goswamis because they have given these transcendental literatures. And Prabhupada has revealed some of them for our benefit, so we can enter the highest realm of pure devotional service, Braj Bhakti, and especially then the loving exchange between Krishna and the gopis. But as explained, we still have to follow the rules and regulations always, even if we try to enter that realm. That is important. We should not try to neglect ever the rules and regulations of the scriptures. So I will stop here if there are any questions, any comments. No question? So we stop here. Grant Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.